M-E-O-T-A. What nice weather we are enjoying, after a whole week of having hoar frost on the trees making our countryside a winter wonderland. Then the full moon to top it all off has been so bright. A local boys group from Spiritwood is going to Prince Edward Island for the Canada Winter Games. They placed first at Saskatchewan Curling Trials. Team LaVenture is coached by Ron Craswell and consists of skip Dion LaVenture, third Karsten Sousie, second Bowden Booth and led Jaden Dovan. We wish them good luck and hope they have a good trip down east. My granddaughter prints a family calendar every year and on the front page this year is a picture of a green 1929 Chev car. Thank you, Maurice, as she was definitely impressed with the whole harvest scene at the home of Jim and Louise Doom, but the car and her ride in it, really impressed this city gal. The Belle Butte New Year's Day Music Jamboree was a lot of fun featuring great music by those who played or danced. They hold these jams every second week, in the Belle Butte Hall. The services of the Community Safety Officer are being shared by the RM of Meota and RM of Spiritwood. This will reduce the costs for both of them. The bridge players got together in the Pioneer Center in the city Jan.5, with three tables in play. Top score went to Donna Sherman and Catriona Winterholt and second were Mary Phelps and Eric Kalbeck. The Sons of Norway folks gathered in the recreation room of Towers 2 on January 6 for an afternoon of Norwegian whist. Top score went to Charlie Horrell. Tied for second were Yvonne McPherson and Dave Sayers. Following this, President Albert Heise went for supper from Discovery Co-op. He returned with a tasty chicken supper which everyone enjoyed and someone brought a cake that was passed around. The icing on the cake, ending a happy day together. Week 5 Recap, by Derek Welford. It was a riveting evening Tuesday night with 5 games on the Meota Curling Club schedule, none more entertaining than the Bicotte-Cadron showdown. It was a family affair, as it was a battle between two brothers, Ed Cadron versus the younger Gil. It was a big end in the 7th for Bicotte scoring 4 points that provided the separation, as they managed to hold on to win 11-8. Darcy de Montarnel tapped into her history as an educator and taught the Colin Sharp rink a free lesson on how to win a curling match in 6 ends, as de Montarnel starts off the new year with a 10-2 win. Every shot would matter and even the slightest mistake could be amplified, as curling titans Pat Moore and Kirsten Brew met in a matchup between two of the league's strongest teams. One less than ideal end from the Moore rink resulted in a critical multiple-point score for Brew that proved to be the difference. The Brew team, featuring Dave Code, Jackie Code and Brad Pearson, are starting to look unbeatable as they defeated Moore 9-5 as they move to a perfect 4-0 record. Thursday night saw a historically significant game occur between the Evan Schmidt and Derek Welford rinks. The confidence exuded by the Welford rink intentionally throwing a blank end contributed to the lowest score posted in Grand Slam history, in a 4-3 climactic thriller. The Welford rink, with Taylor Marquardt, Emma Schaefer and Tina Schaefer, are starting to turn some heads as they are also unbeaten in 4 games. Steve Ackerman was called up into skip duties for the Weber rink this week, as he led his team of Gordon Moore and Gwen Drury to a 9-6 win over Randy Sharp. Terry Tate engineered a 10-5 victory over the Doom rink and Zane Lacoussière didn't go easy on Dean Mensah as they won 11-2. The word phenomenal is not used frequently, but a synonymous more often than not with this week's curler of the week, Gwen Drury. An indescribable spirit and accomplished curler, Drury can be found playing second on the Weber rink. Although the team was shorthanded Tuesday night, it proved to be advantageous, as Drury would be throwing 3 rocks per end. The calm and focused Drury was relied on heavily in a closely contested battle with the Sharp rink and was essential to the team's victory. EDAM Rally. The EDAM Community Recreation Center had their annual snowmobile rally January 7. The attendance of this event was a total of 168 riders of all ages. A total of $8,409 was raised from registration, food sales, drink sales, 50-50 raffle and monetary donations. All proceeds will go towards fixing the roof above the rink. There will be an online auction coming up to help continue the fundraising effort, so stay tuned for the link. Organizers thank all the riders for participating and hope to see everyone next year. Recognition also goes out to sponsors, who helped with door prizes and items for the upcoming auction. If you would like to donate items for this auction as a business or as a personal donation, please contact Bobby Gardner, Facility Manager, at 306-481-3960. Thank you to all volunteers and the ECRC board members who helped run the event.